Let me introduce myself. I am Mary Young Pickersgill. I have been asked to create a new flag for Fort McHenry. Why me? Let me explain. It is my mother who taught me to make flags. She even had the great honor and privilege of making flags for General George Washington. Can you imagine? Even though I grew up watching and working with my mother, I had no intention of becoming a flag maker myself. Oh no, no, I had other dreams. But I had no other choice but to work to feed my daughter. So when Major Armistead asked me to make the garrison flag to be flown 90 feet above Fort McHenry, and a flag to be used in battle, I was greatly honored. He wanted to make certain that the flag would be so large and long, it could be seen from a great distance. When I discovered I was given only 6 weeks for the project, my joy turned to fear. I can tell you, we have been working very late hours at the house. Look at these stars, each one of them more than 2 feet across. Why are there only 15 stars when, of course, there are 18 states here in 1813? Because the last time the design of this flag was approved by Congress, there were only 15 official states. The citizens of Ohio, Tennessee, and Louisiana must be very disappointed not to be represented. Not to worry. By the time this flag is completed, we will have 15 stripes to match our 15 stars. When my mother sees our flag, for her, it is a symbol of liberty and freedom from the tyranny of the English crown. When my daughter Caroline sees the flag, it stands for hope and promise of a bright new future. For me, it sends a thrill through my body to think that I made it.